Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming basketball. Busy week of Cowboy hoops. Couple signees from head coach Allen Edwards, who will join us on the show tomorrow. We've got a verbal commitment here, though, for the Cowboys. Hunter Maldonado from Vista Ridge High School in Colorado Springs joining us on the program. Hunter, it's good to have you on. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing extremely well. So you verbally committed to the Cowboys, and I guess what's that like for you to make that decision here in the summertime and have a whole senior year to really focus on your high school season?
It's a lot less stressful. I didn't want to go into my high school season worrying about where I'd be attending college, and I'm just really excited to be a part of the family now.
What led to your decision? How many other schools were interested in you, and did you have interest in? And ultimately, what led to Wyoming?
I really like their coaching staff. Their coaching staff really made great relationships with me. And in the decision process, I had a couple other schools, but none of them really came as hard as Wyoming did and got me on the campus and all that. So just getting over there, seeing their campus, how beautiful it was, seeing their program and watching it over the past few years, I was really excited.
Well, and plus playing at Colorado Springs, it's virtually the same elevation, so there's no change there that you really have to get used to, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you mentioned the coaching staff. Obviously, Larry Shyatt. Was Larry Shyatt part of this early on before he decided to step aside from the program, or was it Coach Edwards and Jeremy Shyatt and some of the new coaches that were in there?
It was actually Coach Duncan. He was the first one that came down to watch me before he left the staff, and then Coach Shyatt came up and watched me in the Final Four.
Did their departures weigh into your decision, or were you pretty much set before that?
They didn't change nothing. I liked both of them, and I know they had their reasons. So I was happy to hear that they're moving on with their life, and they were happy about their decisions. And then just all the other coaching staff that came in, they've made good contact with me and made good relationships. So I'm pretty happy about them.
You guys made the Final Four for the first time in your school's history, and you were a big part of that. What's the limit for you guys coming into your senior season now? I guess I probably already know that one, right?
We're actually going 5A, so in preseason and playoffs, we're going to be in the next division up.
Oh, okay, so you're moving classes. Obviously, you move up a class, the competition's going to be a little bit different. How familiar are you with the 5A classification down there?
I know it pretty well. Most of my friends from club and traveling over the summers, they all are in 5A. And, of course, when you travel for summer ball, a lot of the competition you play in, like, Vegas and Dallas, they're a lot bigger than what we have here in Colorado Springs. So the 5A level, it's going to be pretty much the same thing.
So you averaged 23.7 rebounds last year for Vista Ridge. What type of player can we see? You know, you're a 6'5 wing player. In your opinion, what type of player will Wyoming fans be seeing when you get onto campus after this next season?
Probably a good slasher. I get to the rim pretty well. I'm crafty around the rim, and then I can always hit down that open three. So
I was reading an article in I can't remember, it may have been the Colorado Springs paper, that your coach, Joe Heitz, you credit him for improving your three-point shooting. Is that something you still want to see get better, or are you pretty comfortable with shooting the outside shot now?
No, it can always get better, of course. So, I mean, I've been working a lot in repetitions and repetitions on pretty much everything, mid-range, mm-hmm. outside, and then all my post moves, because I know at the next levels we're going to be a lot bigger, a lot faster, so.
So, yeah, it seems like you feel confident about getting to the basket. It's more so working on that shot. What percentage, I mean, do you have, like, a goal in mind of what percentage you'd like to be at your senior season?
From three-point range?
From three-point range?
Both, all right. For three-point range, I'm hoping to get around 40 this year. And then for overall, I want to be in the 55 to 60.
And is it just about, when you talk about your outside shooting, because you know how the game is, the game of basketball is now, there's such a reliance on it with what Golden State, it seems like Golden State has kind of changed the way that the game is played. There's such a reliance on three-point shooting, so it seems like you know the importance of that, correct?
I mean, I know that if I'm open, I got to hit that shot down, and at college level, it's the easiest play. If you're wide open, you can hit that shot. I don't want to make it more complicated than it is.
What kind of things will you be working on the most during this offseason and during your senior year to prepare yourself for Division I basketball?
My lateral quickness. Mm-hmm. For defensive side, getting my lateral quickness up so I can guard a 2, maybe a 3 up at the next level.
Any idea on what you're going to study at Wyoming? Have you got that down yet?
Yeah, I want to do their engineering program. I've been looking into all the kinds of engineering, but definitely engineering.
Engineering, man, that's a heavy plate right there, man.
Yeah.
What, any type of engineering, civil, chemical, any type of that you want to specialize in?
I've been looking into that. They have a lot of good, prestigious programs, so I'm just trying to find out what I'm most interested in. I'll be figuring that out this year.
All right, man. Hey, we appreciate the time, Hunter. I know you're a busy guy at basketball camps this week, so thank you for making some time for us, and we'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Thank you.